It's 11:18. You're listening to WSCL Salisbury. I'm Cara Dahl Russell, and we just were listening to music of the American Spiritual Ensemble that happened to be featuring tenor and teacher here at Salisbury University, John Wesley Wright. That was his magnificent voice easing us out of that last work. And I happen to have him here with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad that you were able to join me. This hour, we're focusing on works that have been recorded by members of the music department here at Salisbury University. And this is one I knew I had of your past work. Now, that's not a recent recording, right?
Not exactly recent. We have a Christmas CD out since then, and some other soloists in the group have some solo recordings out. So, and I should have one of those in the near future.
We'll cross our fingers, since I was told I can't talk about it too much. We'll just say that's coming
in the future.
We have that to look forward to. Well, one of the things, being the beginning of September, I thought I'd do a what did you do on your summer vacation? I got pneumonia my first week of chamber music camp.
Oh, boy. That's no good at all.
No. I think you had more fun than I did.
I did. I've had a very interesting, productive, and exciting summer. It started out with a rather unexpected trip to Ireland. I was one of four folks, a quartet of folks representing the American Spiritual Ensemble for a JFK celebration in Ireland, his 50th anniversary of his visit there.
His visit, oh, okay.
Yes. The town is New Ross in Wexford County. They still talk about it, and it was not about his death really in any way. It was really about the way that he inspired them as a nation.
Great. Was that the county that his family was from historically?
Yes.
So I always like to talk about the business aspects of things like this. How did that happen, that you happened to be picked for that?
Well, you know, I always say that good things happen to good people, and our director, Dr. Everett McCorvey, is a wonderful spirit and keeps himself open to all kinds of situations. So we often end up in situations that we really don't know what they're going to be about. We've been the featured ensemble for the opening of the World Equestrian Games, some sort of odd things. So I received a phone call out of...
And if I may interject, a lot of traveling around this summer in addition to this, right?
What were
some of the other countries you were in?
Well, just Spain. I have an upcoming trip to Switzerland, but Spain this month for about 10 days for a tour of five cities and outdoor concerts. As I was saying, I got the call last minute to go to Ireland to represent us to add a civil rights component to that celebration of JFK.
And so technically, how does this happen? Through an agent, or is he the manager for the group, so it comes to him?
We have
referrals, you know, that.
Yeah, it's kind of all of the above. Mm-hmm. We do have an agent. We're starting to work with a new agent, but this is actually this was through a relationship that he forged with with a company called Alltech, and the owner of Alltech, Dr. Pierce Lyons, has a connection to Ireland and has a vested interest in seeing that good things happen, and he was the person that made it responsible for us to go.
And thank you for answering that. I have found that people on many different levels of the industry, when you ask them, how did you get that job? It'll be kind of like, I don't know, the call came.
Exactly.
And sometimes you find out that somebody referred you for it. I know that happened for me a lot with voiceover work in LA. It would be like somebody who knew somebody who said I had a great voice. And then I'd get a phone call that says, talk to me for 5 minutes so we can hear your voice.
Yeah, this particular gig... literally, I had the ticket to Ireland before I knew exactly what was happening.
Wow. Okay.
So we
you assumed it was singing, though, right?
We assumed yes. I assumed that it had something to do with singing. Yes. So.
And so you had this marvelous experience, a great exposure for your group, great exposure for you personally.
Well, it was marvelous on so many levels. The first day we landed in Dublin and stayed in a restored castle outside of Dublin in a small town.
I'm jealous.
Yes. Okay. We'll try not to make you more jealous, but we stepped out off the plane, got to this castle, and
jealous.
Yeah, and found out when we got there that we had a concert that evening, and turned out it was to be sort of a cultural exchange with a local choir that wanted to meet us, and it just was a beautiful, beautiful thing, and that started our trip.
That just
off
kicked
great.
Off the whole thing. That's marvelous.
Yes,
that's what you did on your summer vacation. One of the things I'm always interested in is behind the scenes kind of work aspect. I have been impressed as I read the backgrounds of the various members of the American Spiritual Ensemble. These are not just beautiful voices, but incredibly highly credentialed, accomplished soloists who've come together in this ensemble. How do you deal with juggling egos in a group that large and that accomplished?
That is an excellent question.
And we don't have to name names or be specific to the group. You can make it a more general thing since you also teach and deal with the groups of people in other situations.
Now, what fun is it to not name names?
Okay, but, shout out.
Okay. Well,
call them out.
Okay, maybe not today, but you know, there's actually a very simple answer to that question. Again, it goes back to the vision of our director. Dr. McCorvey is a generous, wonderful spirit, and he likes to be surrounded by folks with that similar spirit. And the audition process takes in consideration not only the highest level of talent, but your ability to get along with one another and be flexible. And I have seen...
Important.
Absolutely. And I've been in the group since 2006, and I have seen several folks who've gone on one tour with us and not a second. It really,
because
there are many
they
factors.
Haven't been asked, or because it's not their, they find out it's not their cup of tea, or both?
I think that both, but mostly if it just seems like it's not working out personality wise, if the egos are too much in the way, this is really a group that is about setting the ego aside and bringing the best, the highest part of the self to the experience.
In some respect, the arts are always adjoining together in a higher for a higher purpose.
Exactly,
but. In your particular group, with your raising up of historical material, you all have that in common as well.
Absolutely. And I think, Kara, that what I've noticed in any field, sports, it really doesn't matter. One thing I've noticed is that if you're really top notch at what you do, those usually are the folks who are the least egotistical.
I'm so glad you said that. It's because vocalists in particular, but also actresses, other arts, they have the reputation of the diva in the worst way. And that's been my experience too. The most professional, the most accomplished people are always incredibly supportive, willing to acknowledge the contribution of others. It's not because of their career, it's just part of, I think it's part of the whole package and growing. Being a person that grows, and you hear about the people with the bad tempers and people that have reputations that are difficult to work with, and invariably, they're people that haven't accomplished as much. And the ones that have, you have these generous personalities. And then, of course, there are the anomalies from Hollywood that are on drugs, and that's a whole different thing.
Yes. And I'm sorry that I, you know, don't have a juicier answer for you, right? At the moment.
That's actually really very good. Interesting. That's something I think people don't think about. I know in acting auditions, I had regularly heard over time that they usually make up their mind. You have a 2-minute audition, they usually make up their mind in the first 15 seconds.
Absolutely.
And part of what they're looking at is not your performance at all. It's how you greet people, it's how you carry yourself, and the perception that they get of the vibe you bring into the room and how you're going to be to work with.
And that goes on any level, that's what I look for when folks come and audition for our music department. It's not just a professional level concept. That's across the board. It really matters. It matters that you show a generosity of spirit, and that'll take you a long way. I try to teach that to my students.
Joan Crawford always learned the names of the cameramen.
Absolutely.
We've talked about what you did this summer. You have quite a full plate coming up this fall now. You mentioned one trip that you have coming up with the American Spiritual Ensemble.
Yeah, actually, the trip that I have coming up in a couple of weeks to Switzerland is not with the American Spiritual Ensemble. It is a gig that I have acquired on my own, but it will be as a guest artist on a spirituals concert. The Swiss love them some spirituals as well. So I'm going to work with a conductor I've worked with in the past. And then, upcoming, we have a faculty recital in conjunction with the art faculty's show and reception on October 11th, Friday afternoon.
And this is the fourth or fifth time that's been done?
Yes, do that.
It's a lovely event.
It is a nice event.
And that's here at Salisbury University.
Here at Salisbury University.
In the gallery, usually?
Near down the hall from the gallery in room 112. And then in early November, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the Community Players of Salisbury, Les Miserables, I am playing the part of Jean Valjean. Very excited about that. It's a big challenge. Very excited about that. And it also...
And that's a big challenge for a community theater group.
It's a big challenge, yeah. But the folks came out. Almost 200 folks came out to audition.
Yes.
And talent came out from under the woodworks. It is a really very well cast show. And it also features two of our students in the lead, Meredith Hazel. Hi, Meredith, I'm supposed to be teaching you at 11:30, and I'll be there soon. She is playing the part of Cosette, and then Amanda Lundstrom is playing the part of Fantine. And Fantine, you know, sings the famous I Dreamed a Dream.
Very well represented.
And we have a couple of other students who are in the ensemble as well. And then last but not least, on November 17th, Sunday afternoon, we're doing a little bit of a different thing. The University Chorale and Salisbury Chorale, along with four American Spiritual Ensemble soloists, will be here doing a program that I conceived called A Spiritual Messiah, which is a spirituals program that was based on the themes of Handel's Messiah.
Inventive and marvelous. I look forward to hearing more about that.
Yep.
And that's in November. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and tell us what you did this summer and talk to us a little bit about the biz behind the scenes.
Anytime.
John Wesley Wright, instructor and tenor instructor here at Salisbury University in the music department. Thank you so much, John.
Absolutely. Thank you.